But he holds the man responsible for the spiritual teaching, teaching the children, teaching his wife, and providing for his wife, and being that spiritual head of the home. The man is to be held responsible for those things. But what if I don't know that? Am I going to still be responsible to God? That's what he said, isn't it? So I think that if there's anything the church ought to do, we ought to read this book, don't you think? We need to read this book and study this book. We need to turn off that crazy television set that we're wasting 2 or 3 or 4 hours a day. I mean, and the only way you could have your television set on, if you got the Word of God on the screen and it's coming up and they're reading it and you're looking at the words. That would be a good way to watch television. You know, because otherwise, nobody knows these things in the book. And so how easy do you think it's going to be if you're led by the flesh and you're going to try to satisfy the flesh instead of the Spirit? How easy do you think it's going to be for you to sin? I mean, it's case closed. You're going to sin, aren't you? The flesh is always against the Spirit. And unless you're led by the Spirit, and how are you going to be led by the Spirit? Only one way. And that's if the Word of God is in you, you're full of it, then you're going to be led by the Spirit. Otherwise, you're not going to be led by the Spirit. Now then, after we went to that Deuteronomy a while ago in Leviticus, now let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15. Let's go to that. We're going to cover that one more time. And the Lord, Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate him or hate you. And the Lord will take away all sickness. So if you obey him, who's going to take away your sickness?
The Lord.
Not the doctor.
That's right.
You don't have to have a doctor. I mean, since I've learned these principles for the last 25 years, praise God, I've not needed a doctor. I have a doctor, the King of the universe. And as long as I walk in obedience to his word, how much sickness does he take away? Don't you love that, brother? I love it. Now, if it's written in that book and I know it, I can take that to the bank, can't I? It'll work. Because when I know that, I can call the King in remembrance of his promises. And if I've got a sin in my life, he said, yeah, but you got this little sin in your life. Something just comes up. In fact, yesterday, I wish Lisa was here today so she could tell you her story. But yesterday, or day before yesterday, in the snow, Lisa has a four-wheel drive Jeep, and she's from the Northeast, and so she can drive in snow when most of us Texans can't, but at least she does have a four-wheel drive when the rest of us don't. But she got hung in traffic. And it was somebody else turned sideways, and she was trying to get to the bank. And she needed to get there before 4 o'clock so she could put some checks in the bank so everything would be okay. And then when she got hung in this traffic, she asked the police officer, said, sir, I have a four-wheel drive. Can I pull out of the line and go around behind and go another way? He said, no. You know, we're having all kinds of problems here. We can't start showing, you know, favoritism. And she said, but sir, she said, very important that I get somewhere. He said, what's so important? She thought, uh-oh, if I tell him I'm going to the bank, he's going to say, that's not very important. So she said, my daughter is going to be standing on a street corner out of school at 4 o'clock, and if I don't get there to pick her up, she's going to be out in the snow and ice all by herself. She said, the minute I said that, something heavy came all over me. I knew I had just lied to that man. Does God say he hates lying? She said, I knew I just lied. So she said, okay, God, I'm going to take care of that as soon as I get back in the car. So the police officer said, okay, if that's the case, you can pull out of the line and go around that street. So she said, I pulled out, and I immediately, once I got out of the traffic and around the corner, I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I lied to you. And she said, before I got another block down the street, I had a serious pain in my back. Isn't that strange? She hadn't picked up nothing. She didn't slip on the ice. She didn't do nothing, but she had a serious pain in her back. Now, what had she just done? She had lied. Is that a sin? Does God say he hates lying? Yes, he does. So, if God hates that, you open the door to a demon. And when that little critter saw you lying, he said, oh, let me get him. And that's the way these devils will do us. And God says, yes, that's a set of rules I made. I said, I hate lying. And so if you lie, you open a door to a devil. Although she repented. But by the time she told the lie, she repented, the devil had already come in. And see, and so she gets down the street a couple of blocks, and she got this serious pain in her back. And she said, all of a sudden, now remember what you teach. Lord, I did repent. I did open the door. I did lie. But Lord, I'm sorry. I repented for that. Now then that I'm repented, you forgive my iniquity. So now, Lord, I have power over this thing now. In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of pain to leave my body. And she says, Herman, as God is my witness. Bam, he was gone just like that. I said, did you learn anything? She said, yes. Not to lie. I said, because now you know if you do it again, it may not be quite so easy to get it out. See, but this time God was merciful to his little daughter. But still, she had the pain for a little while. Isn't that amazing? All these things, but the Lord... Okay, let's go now then to Deuteronomy 29:18-29. Deuteronomy 29:18-29. Lest there should be among you any man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood, and it come to pass when he heareth the words of this curse that he bless himself in this heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. Let's go to the next one. Remember these things. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall be upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. That's scary, isn't it? That's very scary if you do these things. The Lord will not spare you. Then the anger of the Lord in his jealousy shall smoke. What do you think about God when he gets so angry he smokes?
Not good.
Phew. That scares me. And then he's not only going to curse you, but he's going to curse you with all the curses that are written in this book. So, boy, that's some serious stuff. Now then, let's go to the next one. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. And the next verse. So that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which who laid on them?
The Lord.
The sicknesses which the Lord has laid upon it. Now, all this is happening because of what? Sin. God is sending all this sickness and disease because of sin. Okay, verse 23 and 24. And that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Do you want to make God angry? I don't either. So see, what I'm trying to show you is when somebody tells you that you can go out and just live like you want to today because you're living in grace, hey, that's not true. If you're Christians, the actual board, you might call it, has been raised.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The standards of excellence used to be way down here under the law. But today they're way up here. They're much higher. Now then, they couldn't walk down here because they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But today you and I have the Holy Spirit. And he will, just like Lisa, day before yesterday, when she started to tell that police officer, and did tell that police officer a lie, she said, the minute those words began to come out of my mouth, I come under conviction and a heaviness began to come upon me. And she said, I knew I was lying. Now, don't we all know that? Have you ever had something like, did you, as a Christian, start to do something wrong? And you felt that? And see, that's where she's tender and pure, because she can feel it so quick. But now, if she hadn't repented of that, the next day would have been easier to tell a lie. And if she hadn't repented of that, the next day would have been easier. And after 4 or 5 days, hey, you can tell anybody anything. No conviction, no more. God's not there anymore. You're hardened. So see, you want to stay soft and pliable to the word, don't you, Grace? All the time. You want to stay tuned in to God. And if you do, hey, praise the King. Okay, we might go through, we're going to go all the way down to 29, so I'll read this to you. Even all nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? 25. Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Who left? Did God leave or did they leave? They left. That's exactly right. Okay, 27. And for they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. Well, you want to know why this nation's suffering, the things it's suffering today? Because God is not exactly happy with what we're doing. This country, all you got to do is turn on a television set and you can see any kind of killing, stealing, and drawing and mean, wicked things that you want to see. Can't you? Yeah. I mean, even cartoons. I hate to say, but if you got a child, you should not let your child watch cartoons. They are of the devil. And it will teach your children how to do devastating things. In fact, my own son, he lets his children watch some cartoons. And the other day, he came to me and said, Dad, I guess I'm letting Preston watch too many cartoons. I said, what happened? He said, Preston, he's only three. He's four, but he's three and a half then. He said, Preston crawled up on the kitchen cabinet, got a real sharp knife, and jumped off the cabinet, straddled the back of the dog, and stabbed the dog twice in the back with a knife. Where do you think he learned that? On television. Sure. He didn't see nobody else around this place do nothing like that. You know, but you can see it on television, can't you, Casey? Yep. I mean, you on those cartoons, what do? All kinds of stupid things. Once in a while, I'll be somewhere at somebody's home and they'll have those things on. I think, good grief to think they're feeding that into their children's lives.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.